I'm totally consumed because on Monday they hand me all of the new rag magazines, like Star Magazine. I got one article here, Monica's Sexy Strip Show, How Bill Lost Control When That Little Blue Dress Came Off. They claim to know how the semen ended up on that dress.
Yeah, I read that.
You read it?
Yeah.
I haven't read that one yet, but did you read the Travolta Dragged Into Bizarre Gay Lawsuit?
Yes, I read
That's
it.
That's good.
That's not as good as you think it is.
Oh, it's great. Listen to this. You know, see, I always thought it was weird that we used to read about Travolta being gay for a while in these magazines.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he got married and he's fine.
Right.
So, I guess Scientology, according to this article, I don't know that Scientology really claims this, but this is what it says in the article. Scientology claimed to a bunch of gay dudes that they could turn them straight, like Travolta. They used Travolta.
Well, at least to this gay dude, because it's not a class action suit. It's just one guy.
Yeah. He's saying, hey, they told me they were going to make me straight, like Travolta.
And they used Travolta as an example, he says.
Yeah. And I figure once you're a homo, you're always a homo. I don't think they can ever cure you of it. Like, it's
Scientology
really.
Scientology may have an answer.
I don't think so. I think, I mean, if Travolta is a homo, according to this article, I think he'd probably get some, you know, get some ass on the side.
Not according to Scientology.
John Travolta has been dragged into a court battle between a gay artist and the powerful Church of Scientology. Michael Patterson says he turned to the sect to cure his homosexuality. After it used 44-year-old face-off star Travolta to illustrate how the church could turn gay people straight. Travolta must be thrilled with this.
I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
He's very excited.
Friggin' faggot.
Now Patterson is suing the church. Is Travolta's wife a Scientologist?
Yes.
Oh, so maybe like they hooked them both up?
Could be.
But why would she put up with that?
She's a very good follower.
Now Patterson is suing the church and 22 of its members for fraud, claiming he spent 25 years and $500,000 trying to deal with his own homosexuality, but he's still gay.
25 years and how much money?
$500,000.
Phew.
Oh. His lawyer, Graham Berry, tells Star, Michael was in a Scientology center in Clearwater, Florida with Travolta, and they used him as an example of someone who could be cured of what they referred to as his ruin.
But they don't make it clear whether John was walking by a hall,
I don't
a
know,
door, or whether he was actually in the room and said to this guy, hey, it cured me.
However, after 25 years and $500,000, Michael is still gay. In a massive 166-page complaint, God, the judge, his head must have been spinning.
166 pages.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say, hey, I'm still gay after, you know, five pages. What could you write for 166 pages?
I can't imagine.
You know.
Police.
Most of the 166 pages said, hey, man, I paid these dudes $500,000, and I'm still getting bent over the clay table.
Oh!
And a massive 166-page complaint. Let's see what the guy says. He's seeking millions of dollars in damages. From the church, whose members include Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, Kirstie Alley, and Priscilla Presley. And this dude's a Beverly Hills artist. And he says, you know, he joined around the same time Travolta became a member because it promised a cure. He became more convinced of the church's supposed powers when Travolta married his pregnant bride, Kelly Preston, in 1991. The marriage came after a male porn star had given graphic details of an alleged two-year gay affair with Travolta.
But still, that's only alleged.
That's right. That's right, Robin.
Very.
But he never sued anyone over it. So, anyway. Travolta is a staunch defender of Scientology, saying that it's a viable religion, but it's only 50 years old. I'm sure Christianity had some problems, too, in its first 50 years. No, the first 50 years were the best years for...
No. First 50 years were really rotten.
No, they were the best.
They were feeding Christians to the lions. Remember that?
Yeah, but that's when that's got the whole thing going. I wonder what the story is there.